We suggest it's a longer term strategy, say a 5 to 7 or 10 year investment horizon to be able to achieve the returns that they're looking for. We see a lot of people setting using margin lending for specific goals that they may have to 2 or 5 years down the track as well. So it can suit a diverse range of customers.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
As we get older, we start looking towards our futures, and it is our responsibility to build up our own reserves for our future. Some people have chosen the stock market to increase their wealth, just like if you wanted to invest in real estate, buy an investment property, you can borrow money for that. Well, so too with the stock market. The products out there come under the banner of margin lending, and it is possible to borrow so that you can invest in more shares with the view of creating more wealth for your future. My guest today is Keith Hilsden from Leverage Equities Limited. And Keith is the National Sales Manager. Keith is going to share some information about a strategy and a product with us today. So welcome to the show, Keith.
Thanks very much, Ian, and thanks very much for the invitation. I guess the first thing my compliance manager would be happy with me about is to provide a disclaimer. So just give me a moment. I'll just quickly read through this and then we can get on to some more interesting stuff. So the interview has been provided today by Leveraged Equities Limited as a lender and as a subsidiary of Bendigo and Adelaide Bank Limited under our AFSL number 237879. The information provided is general advice only and doesn't take into account your personal objectives, financial situation or needs. Examples are for illustration only. Please consider your personal circumstances, consult a professional investment advisor, and read the PDS and product guide available to download from www.leveraged.com.au before making an investment decision. Leveraged Equities Limited has no affiliation with Anne Nelson or her website. Okay, let's get on to the fun stuff, Anne.
So I see you have a Bachelor of Commerce, Accounting and Finance, and a Graduate Diploma in Financial Planning and a Master's Degree in Marketing and Strategy.
I do.
You've
too much time in front of the textbooks.
And you've had 32 years experience in the banking and finance industry.
Yes, I have.
So you must have a passion for all things in economics and finance.
Yes, economics, finance, investments, helping customers achieve their financial goals and build financial security is something that I really take pride in doing.
Right. So this is a product that was popular before the GFC. So what happened to margin lending as a tool or a strategy for investing?
Yeah, I guess the GFC provided, you know, a lot of insights around the markets and how sensitive they are. Margin lending since the GFC has slowed down across the industry. I think the industry, if you look at the RBA stats back in December 2007, was around a $42 billion industry. That's now down around a $12 billion industry. But the positive part about that is that most of the accounts people still hold, it's just that they've reduced their gearing a little bit. But pleasingly, in the last probably 12 to 18 months, we're seeing people start to come back into the market as they see opportunities in the market, and also because interest rates are at historic lows. And so they're seeing an opportunity to borrow more funds at historically low interest rates to be able to bolster their returns.
Right. So do people use this as a short-term strategy or a long-term strategy?
No, we suggest it's a longer-term strategy, say a 5 to 7 or 10 year investment horizon to be able to achieve the returns that they're looking for. We see a lot of people setting using margin lending for specific goals that they may have to 2 or 5 years down the track as well. So it can suit a diverse range of customers.
I see. And typically, what age group are borrowing for what purpose?
Yeah, that's a good question. Typically, we're seeing many different customer demographics using margin lending, and they use it to invest in growth assets like equities, etc. But we're seeing the 18 to 24-year-olds using margin lending to invest to save for an initial house deposit because they're investing in growth assets as opposed to defensive assets. So they're actually saving and raising or building their home loan deposit sooner to get them into their first home. The 24 to 30-year-old age group, 34-year-old age group, we're looking at to invest, have funds available for their school children's education, for future school fees and education. So that's obviously an increasing cost for a lot of parents. The 35 to 45-year-old age group investing to grow their wealth over the longer term towards retirement, and the 45 and 55-year-olds may be investing to have investments outside of their superannuation, earning them an income, or to have a separate amount available to extinguish any residual mortgage debt that they may have on their home before they enter into retirement. And then, of course, you've got the 55-year-old plus group, which may also use margin lending to continue to buy and build an equities or share portfolio for income earning ability in early retirement. Other people we're seeing use equities for diversification. So, you know, for many mum and dad shareholders that might typically have the big four banks or Telstra or company shares that they've been giving, they can use those to actually diversify their investment portfolio. So provide us with those shares, we'll lend some money against those shares, and they can then invest into other sectors across their portfolio.
Right. And just to be clear about what you're taking your margin on, the security that is taken, it is on the actual investments, is that correct, or other investments that the borrower may own?
Yep. So basically a margin loan is just an interest-only facility. It's a line of credit facility. The interest is paid on the drawn balance. It's calculated daily and paid at the month's end. The interest can be capitalised to the loan if there's sufficient equity and available to do so. The term is an ongoing until closed. Monthly statements are issued and you can view your account anytime online. So because it's an interest-only loan, we will take some security, and like most lending, the lender will either take real estate property or business assets or something like that. But in our case, we just take the security of the investments, and those investments can be Australian equities or international equities, managed funds that a fund manager provides, exchange-traded funds, listed securities, separately managed accounts or model portfolios. The difference is we're valuing those securities on a daily basis as opposed to whenever a real estate asset gets valued. So that's primarily the difference. But we can take security over a broad range of investments, and the investments are the security we take.
Right. So you as the lender, this means you are valuing the portfolio continuously to keep...
On a daily basis and sometimes intradaily, yes. Based on the Australian Stock Exchange, you know, we will continue to monitor our portfolio and the value of that security on an intraday and daily basis.
So what happens if they want to change the shares that they're holding? They've decided to take a little profit and then invest in another share. Do they sort of need permission, or how does that work?
Yeah, they just contact their relationship manager. They can do the trade through an online broker or through their full service broker or their financial advisor, whoever they're using from a professional capacity, or if they're a direct investor, they'll have an online broker that they use. So we have connectivity in place that actual contract will come through to us and, you know, basically we'll just handle that transaction. So a lot of people are traders. They do buy and sell shares on a regular basis, and that's just part of the investment cycle.
Right. And is it up to the borrower to choose when the loan is paid back, or?
Absolutely. It's just an interest-only line of credit facility. So they can establish an account. They can keep it for 6 months, 12 months or longer if they wish. And it's really up to them. They can have it. They can actually have it in place there. They can have securities in place and not draw the loan down. It really depends on when they're comfortable in terms of investing, in terms of buying or investing in shares or equities or other investments. It's up to the owner of those investments.
Right. So typically, when do people look at margin lending again? I suppose they got frightened off by the GFC. So conditions right now?
Well, you know, it's a long-term strategy. So, you know, we try to promote conservative gearing. And when we talk about conservative gearing, we talk about a lending ratio of, say, 50%. So, you know, you might have a dollar worth of security and you're borrowing 50 cents. So in that case, then basically you're using, I guess, a dollar of our security. So you're investing $2 rather than one. So at a 50% gearing ratio, that is considered conservative. And for most of our Australian-based equity stocks, we are able to lend up to 75% on those stocks. Each lending ratio is a portion to each share, so each share will have a different lending ratio. But in an example where we're lending, say, up to 75% on a bank share or something like that, the ASX 20 or something like that, we may be able to lend up to 75% on that stock. And if you're only borrowing to 50%, ratio is only 50, considerable buffer there, considerable, I guess, buffer to cater for any adverse movements in the equities market. So we see that as a conservative way to borrow.
I see. So I didn't realise that some stocks considered safer than others. So are you using the ASX 200?
Yeah, that's right. It depends on if they're in the ASX 50, the 100, the 200, the 300. It depends how long they've been floated, what their market capitalisation is. We actually run through a sensitivity analysis to be able to determine what we are as a lender comfortable with lending against a particular investment.
So if clients were looking at, say, investing in growth companies, an example would be A2 Milk, would they be rated differently to like a Commonwealth Bank or a Bendigo Bank share?
Well, we assess all individual equities on their merits, and as I said, it depends on their market capitalization, it depends on the trading. We have a process or a system that we run our securities through, and then we decide at that point in time what sort of lending ratio that we're comfortable in lending against.
I see. So what are the risks involved in this margin lending?
I guess any investment will attract some level of risk. I mean, gearing enables you to magnify your returns when it all goes well, but it also can magnify your losses if things don't go so well. So investing in market-based assets priced throughout the day can impact the value of your investment positively or negatively. And I guess some of the things that customers or investors can look at to reduce their risks is pay their interest monthly so the loan balance doesn't continue to grow, maintain a conservative gearing ratio. And we talked about lending to sort of a 50% sort of gearing ratio where you've actually got $2 working for you rather than one. Have an investment strategy, take a long-term view of the markets. Don't invest short-term because, you know, it takes a long-term for market returns to build over time. Keep some cash reserves available in case of any emergencies. And don't set and forget, monitor your portfolio investments regularly so that you are keeping a finger on the pulse.
I see. So this is for investments in the Australian Stock Exchange and US stocks?
Yep. So if you were to go onto our leveraged, that's leveraged.com.au website, under acceptable investments at the top of the page. We have a myriad of investments that we can lend against, and there's pages and pages there categorised into Australian equities or international equities, et cetera, managed funds, exchange-traded funds, et cetera, that you can go through there, and if you may have a particular preference for any one of those investments, and that will show you how much we're prepared to lend against that particular investment.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very handy. So if someone was wanting to borrow for into the uncorrelated asset market, like in bullion or the new kid on the block, cryptocurrencies, would they find them on that list?
They wouldn't find those securities specifically, but you would probably find an exchange-traded fund that has those as an underlying investment.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So there's a number of investments that you can invest in. Like, example, you may not necessarily need to buy a bank share to get exposure to a bank or financial services industry. You may buy an ETF that the underlying investments in that ETF are banks, bank securities, etc. So there's a number of ways, I guess, that you can skin a cat if you're really looking to gain exposure to different segments, different sectors.
Right. And I see there's so many funds out there. Does the bank have some way of rating different funds?
Well, again, it just comes back to our individual assessment of who the fund manager is and what the underlying investments are within that fund.
Mm-hmm. So what else do we need to know? What about lending? How much do you lend? How do you work that out?
Yep. So basically, we assess each individual security on its merits, and we will come up with a lending ratio or a loan to valuation ratio that we are prepared to lend against different investments or different securities. But some of the things your listeners may want to hear about is what our interest rates are and whether we offer a share broking service and how they actually apply for a loan, etc.
Yeah.
So did you want me to just touch on those for you?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Keith.
So many self-funded investors or self-directed investors may not be aware that Leveraged is part of the Bendigo and Adelaide Banking Group. And as such, we do also offer an online share broking service called Bendigo Invest Direct. And that you can actually see that on our Bendigo Bank website. So Bendigo Invest Direct. So that gives you the opportunity to go on there and open up an account where then you can actually buy and sell and do your trading of equities and shares, etc., yourself. And if you wish, you can also attach the leveraged equities margin loan to that as well. So you can see all that online, do all your share trading, access the margin loan, and conduct your investment transactions online. In terms of interest rates, currently our headline, what we call our headline variable interest rate, is 7.05%. But as with anything, we can negotiate depending on loan size, mix of securities, trading patterns, level of account administration, etc. So that is our headline rate. And we also offer fixed interest rates as well as variable interest rates. So how do you apply? Go onto our leveraged.com.au website, and there's an online application form there which is easy to follow. Or on our website is our contact number that you can call us, and any one of our relationship managers will be more than happy to discuss the online application form or anything to do really with margin lending and how it operates.
Okay, so can this only be done online, or can you walk into a branch?
Usually it's done for a direct investor, it's done online. Or some investors may have a stockbroker or full service stockbroker that they use, or they may have a financial planner that they use, and those financial planners or stockbrokers would be able to assist in the application process.
Right. And which age group? We talked about age groups and what they use their margin lending for. Which is the age group that you see the most activity in for this type of product?
Yep. So usually in the sort of the 35 to 55 year old age group, people who are looking to build their wealth or create their wealth outside of the superannuation environment, because these days it's probably prudent not to have all your eggs in one basket, particularly with superannuation. So legislative changes are frequent. So, yes, have superannuation by all means, but what we're saying is potentially have another investment stream outside of the superannuation regime where you have more flexibility and you can invest as you see fit based on what your risk appetite may be. So we're seeing, you know, as I said, the 35 to 55-year-olds that have disposable income that are looking to build their wealth through investing in other assets outside of their superannuation. So we also have self-managed super funds, trustees, investors that use other products. We have other products that aren't margin loans that they can use from to meet the limited recourse borrowing guidelines set by ASIC. So we have a number of different products, but today we're only mainly talking about margin lending. But I just wanted to add in the fact that we do also offer a different product for self-managed super fund trustees.
Ah, that's interesting. What is it called?
That's called our Share Builders product, which is a self-funded instalment warrant.
Ah, okay. Well, sounds like another episode there. And for those listeners that I have that are overseas, superannuation is a tax vehicle that we use in Australia for putting funds away for our retirement. And this is a strategy that we could use to build wealth outside of that vehicle.
That's right. And part of that, I guess, building your wealth outside of superannuation also, we have a lot of customers traditionally that coming up to the end of the financial year in Australia, which ends on the 30th of June, we have customers who actually borrow and prepay their interest. So they're getting the taxation deduction in the current financial year. So they're actually prepaying their interest on their loan and getting the taxation deduction in the current financial year.
I see. And are your products available to Australian residents only, or are they available to other?
Australian residents only.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, thanks very much. It's been interesting to talk to you and hear about a product that may help us grow our investments for the long term.
Thank you very much, Anne. And as I said, for anyone that requires any further information, please refer to our Leveraged website at leveraged.com.au or our Bendigo Bank website for additional information on our online broking service, which is the Bendigo Invest Direct. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Keith.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.